今天经文是约翰福音二十章十一节到十八节。玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。”说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说：“拉波尼。”耶稣说：“不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。”抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说：“我已经看见了主。”他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。感谢神的话语。
好，谢谢 Jeremy。现在我要介绍 Peter 来到讲道。今天的翻译是Jane。Jane， 请出来准备。Peter, would you like to come up and, you know, give us our sermon?
Ni ha. Good morning again. I have a wonderful translator. I met her last night for the first time.So now she understands my Australian. Let's pray. Is her microphone on?
Oh, yeah, that's better. Thank you.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit.
欢迎你圣灵。
Speak to our hearts.
对我们的心讲话。
Show us the love of the Father.
让我们看到天父的慈爱。
So that like Mary,
就好像玛利亚
We may know that we are loved and accepted by you.
我们可以知道我们为天父所爱所接受
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen.
Amen, that's right.
Amen.
So this morning we have a slightly shorter service because I'm preaching and I have to go to the airport to catch a plane.
因为今天呢 Peter 要到飞机场要赶飞机所以今天的这个正道呢相对简短
Tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. I leave Adelaide and I fly to Vietnam where I'm doing some training and equipping of church planters
明天早上6:30呢他从这个阿德莱德出发要飞往越南在那里呢做一些这个基督教会的培训工作
Whenever I go to the airport I always go full of hope and anticipation
每一次我去这个机场的时候呢我都充满了希望和期待。
What do you think I hope for?
你们大家知不知道我在期待什么东西
Someone said it.
说什么
Upgrade. An upgrade.
可以升舱。
It's true.I always go to the airport hoping for an upgrade.
是的，他每次去机场就希望他可以升，再往上升一层。
Well, this morning, right here, the Holy Spirit is going to give you an upgrade.
今天在这里呢，圣灵会让你升舱。
The Holy Spirit is going to upgrade how you view yourself.
那么圣灵呢，会让你提升对自我的看法。
We will see that in our Bible reading, Mary receives an upgrade.
刚才在这个读经当中，我们看到玛利亚就得到了一次提升。
And you will receive this morning exactly the same upgrade that Maria receives.
今天在这里呢，你会得到一次跟玛利亚同样的提升的经历。
In John chapter 20, Jesus has been crucified and he's been raised to life again.
在这个约翰福音二十章里面呢耶稣被钉十字架然后又从死里复活。
The women and the disciples rush to the tomb and they don't meet Jesus, but they see that the tomb is empty and they are confused.
那么这些妇女和这个耶稣的门徒呢奔向坟墓，他们没有看见耶稣本人，他们看见这个坟墓是空的，他们觉得非常的困惑。
The other disciples and the other women all rush back home, but the Bible says in verse 11 that Mary stays behind weeping.
其他的妇女和门徒呢就回去了，但是呢圣经在第十一节里面说玛利亚就留在后面在那里流泪哭泣。
Here's a very strange thing.
这个事情非常的奇怪。
Many of the upgrades that we receive in life start with tears.
要知道我们人生当中的很多次这个提升的机会呢是从流泪开始的。
Life is going along well and we don't think about God very much at all.
生命太长，我们经常没有想到上帝在那里。
And then we experience a sickness or someone dies.
有的时候我们生病了，或者有人去世了。
We lose our job or there's a marriage breakup.
我们失业了，或者离婚了。
Our children make choices that we don't approve of.
我们的孩子做出了自己的决定，可是我们却不以为然。
And when there are tears, we start to think about what life is really all about.
所以当我们开始流泪的时候，我们才开始去想生命是关乎什么的。
I'm not saying your tears are good, and I'm not saying your tears are enjoyable, but they are the beginning of an upgrade.
我并不是说你流泪是好事，你流泪是让我开心的，我只是想告诉你，流泪就是一次人生这个提升的开始。
And Mary is weeping, and she's weeping because not only has her friend Jesus died, but now someone has taken his body.
玛利亚就在那里流泪哭泣，并不是因为耶稣去世了，耶稣死了，而是因为有人把耶稣的尸体拿走了。
The next part in our upgrade is that tears often lead to questions.
在这个提升的下一个步骤呢，就是流泪经常会让我们产生问题。
Why did this happen?
为什么会这样？
What is going to come out of this?
接下来会怎么样呢？
Why me?
为什么发生在我身上？
How will I get by?
那我怎么样度过这个难关呢？
What is the future going to look like for me?
未来会是怎么样的呢？
So Mary is weeping, and then we see that firstly the angels, and then secondly Jesus both ask her questions.
玛利亚在那里流泪哭泣，接下来我们看到先是天使，后是耶稣，然后开始问他问题。
I think next time when I come across in September, I'm going to talk about some of the key questions in the Bible.
下一次九月份我再来的时候呢，我会再具体讨论一下这个圣经里面的这些关键性的问题。
The Bible is full of questions.
圣经里面充满了问题。
When Adam is hiding in Genesis chapter 3,God comes looking for him and he says, Where are you, Adam?
在这个创世纪第三章里面，亚当开始躲藏上帝，然后上帝来的时候就问他，亚当啊，你在哪里？
Jesus meets a man who is blind and Jesus says to the man, What do you want me to do for you?
耶稣遇到一个瞎子，然后耶稣就问他，你想要我为你做什么？
It seems a silly question. Well, of course, I want to see.
这个问题看上去有点傻乎乎的，当然我想能看见。
But the question is actually part of the upgrade.
但是其实这个问题就是这个提升经历的一部分。
Because the question gets you to think.
因为问题会促使人去思考。
The question gets your heart to question.
这些问题会促使你的心灵来质疑。
So the angels say to Mary, Why are you weeping?
所以天使问玛利亚，你为什么哭？
Who are you looking for?
你在找谁呢？
It's very interesting.
这些问题很有意思。
That when Jesus asks Mary, Who are you looking for? The Bible says she presumes he's the gardener.
当耶稣问玛利亚，你在找谁？这个问题的时候，圣经上说玛利亚以为是看园的。
I don't know why she didn't see him clearly.But I do know this, sometimes our sadness stops us from seeing Jesus as he really is.
我真的不知道为什么玛利亚会把耶稣看成看园的，但是我确实知道这一点，悲伤有的时候会让我们没有看到耶稣的真实身份。
Sometimes the bad circumstances in our life mask the reality of Jesus' presence.
有的时候我们生命当中的这些逆境，这些不顺，会遮挡了我们看到耶稣的存在。
He can be right there in front of us, yet we don't see him because our problems have loomed larger than the presence of Jesus.
耶稣其实就在我们眼前，可是我们却看不见他，因为有的时候我们的麻烦，我们的问题太大了，被我们放大化了，以至于我们看不见耶稣的存在。
So first Mary is weeping, then there are questions.
所以第一步是玛利亚的哭泣，接下来是提问。
And now Jesus says to Mary just one word.
然后耶稣只回答了玛利亚一个字
Mary
玛利亚
Every upgrade is personal
每一次提升的经历都是属于个人的、
Excuse me, I'm not really a selfish person, but I don't care if Stephen gets taken up to business class. I want to get taken up to business class.
虽然我不是一个自私的人哈，但是如果我看到 Stephen 升到商务舱了，我也想升到商务舱。
So it's nice that Jesus died for the whole world, but I also need to know he died for me.
所以耶稣实际上是为全世界的人而死，这是一件很棒的事情。他不单是为我一个人而死。
And Jesus is so personal, he's so engaging, he's so interested that he calls Mary her name.
所以耶稣实际上是非常这个个人化的这样一个经历，他对这个玛利亚非常感兴趣，他就直呼她的名字玛利亚。
He could have called her friend.
他可以称呼她为朋友。
Disciple.
门徒。
Follower.
跟随者
Woman
妇人
But he says Mary
但是他说的话是玛利亚
He calls you by your name
他也是直呼你的名字
This morning he's speaking to everyone in the room But he's calling you by your name
今天早上耶稣在这里对每一个人讲话但是他是直呼你们每一个人的名字
Depending on your historyIt determines how you hear him call your name.
根据每个人的经历，你会有对他的对耶稣直呼你的名字，你会有不同的理解。
If you grew up in a strict family with demanding parents, maybe you hear him calling you Mary.
比方说，你是来自一个这个家教非常严格的家庭，你有这个虎妈虎爸这样子出身的，你可能会听见耶稣的对你的声音是玛利亚。
If your parents were always disappointed in you and they always wanted more from you, maybe you hear Jesus going, Oh, Mary, so much promise, so little delivery.
如果你是来自这样一个家庭，你的父母总是对你不够满意，很失望，希望你有取得更大的成就，那你可能听到耶稣的声音就是，玛利亚，哎呀，真是，嗯。
If your parents were angry, then maybe Mary.
如果你的父母总是非常的生气，那你可能会听到大喊玛利亚。
I think many Christians hear God saying their name with expectations attached.
我想对于大多数基督徒来讲，你听到上帝呼唤你的名字的时候，应该是觉得上帝对你有很多的期待的。
Mary, attend church.
玛利亚去教会吧。
Mary, come to the prayer meeting.
玛利亚去祷告会吧。
Mary, buy Peter's books.
玛利亚去买一本皮特写的书看看。
Mary, put your name on the roster.
玛利亚把你的名字放在侍奉名单上。
Mary, make the cup of coffee this morning.
玛利亚去蒸杯咖啡吧。
Mary, you haven't been praying much lately.
玛利亚你最近祷告的很少哦。
Mary, there's more of the Bible for you to read.
玛利亚，你最近这个圣经都没有好好读哦。
Here's an important truth about your upgrade.
所以关于你个人提升的这个经历，现在有个很重要的事情要讲。
God doesn't give you expectations to live up to, but he gives you possibilities to grow into.
上帝其实并没有给你各种期待要你去达成，他其实是给你各种可能让你生活在其中。
I'm going to repeat it. God doesn't give you expectations to live up to.
我要再重复一遍，上帝并没有给你各种期待要你去达成。
He gives you possibilities to grow into.
他给你各种可能让你生活在其中。
If I ever get an upgrade at the airport, it's not because I'm good looking.
如果我能够在机场得到升舱的机会，并不是因为我英俊潇洒。
It's not because I have many frequent flyer points, because I don't.
也并不是因为我这个经常飞行，所以有很多积分。
It's not because I've earned it.
这也并不是因为我自己赢得的、挣来的。
It would be a complete gift for free.
这个其实就是一个完全免费的一个恩赐。
And so the biggest upgrade we can get in our relationship with God is to know that He gives us Himself for free.
所以我们和上帝的关系当中最大的一个这个恩赐，就是我们应该了解到上帝把他自己白白的赐给了我们。
The amazing thing is that when Jesus calls Mary by her name, the scales fall from her eyes and she sees who he really is.
所以这个奇妙的事情在这样是这样子的，当耶稣称呼这个玛利亚的名字的时候，玛利亚的眼睛就亮了，她看到了耶稣的存在。
Religion doesn't show you Jesus.
宗教本身并不会让你看到耶稣。
Doing the right thing does not show you Jesus.
行为举止正确也不会让你看到耶稣。
Performing harder or try to believe more does not show you Jesus.
努力工作或者希望能够达到更好的事情，这样也不会让你能看到耶稣。
Jesus shows you Jesus.
耶稣是自己让你是自己显示让你看到他的。
The action starts with him, and the action is completed with him, not with you.
行为始自耶稣，行为也终于耶稣，都不是跟你有关系的。
You are not the instigator of your upgrade, you are the recipient of it.
你并没有启动你这个个人提升经历的，你并不是就是说不是你自己启动这个过程让你个人得到提升，你只是这个提升经历的一个接受者。
That means all we can do is receive it.
也就是说，我们所能做的就是接受耶稣。
I have a friend in Adelaide. His name is David.
我在阿德莱德有一个朋友叫做 David.
He works for an international software company, Oracle.
他为 Oracle 是一家国际性的网络这个软件公司。
The Holy Spirit had asked him to resign from his position as elder in the church, and the Holy Spirit said, "I'm going to show you something else to do."
那么圣灵呢感动他辞去教会里面这个长老的职务，圣灵对他说，我有更大的事情要让你看到。
A couple of months later, after he had resigned, the Holy Spirit still had not shown him the new thing yet.
在他辞职后的几个月呢，圣灵还是没有给他显示到底要给他看一些什么。
He was going on a business trip and he was in the very last seat on the plane.
他去出差，正好是坐在飞机的最后一个位置上面，后排的最后一个位置上。
Right by the toilets.
就坐在厕所旁边。
He was feeling depressed.
他感觉很失望。
As if God had let him down.
觉得上帝很让他失望，辜负了他。
He put his head on his lap and said, "God, I don't know what I'm going to do."It would be nice if you could just give me a little sign of your presence.
他把头埋在两腿中间，说：“上帝啊，我真的不知道你要我做什么。哪怕你给我一个小小的神迹呢，小小的这个暗示呢，让我知道我该做什么。”
No sooner had he said that than there was a tap on his shoulder from the flight attendant.
他刚一这么说的时候，就正好这个飞机上的机组人员就拍拍他的肩膀。
She said, "Mr. Reed, we would like to take you up to business class."
他们对他说 ，Reed 先生，我们想让你去商务舱。
What a gift!
真是个恩赐啊。
What do you think my friend did?
你觉得 Mr. Reed 会怎么做
？I can tell you, he got his briefcase and he went up the front quickly.
告诉你，他拎起他的行李箱，飞快地跑到商务舱去了。
It would only be a silly person who said, "Oh no, no, I would rather stay here by the toilets, thank you, in economy."
如果有人说，我情愿坐在这个经济舱厕所旁边的位置，那真是傻瓜了。
So this morning, as the Holy Spirit gives you an upgrade,
所以今天早上圣灵提升了你。
You just say, "Yes, thank you."
你只需要说是的，谢谢。
Now I'm not finished preaching, but I want to pray now as well.
现在我想先祷告哈，虽然我的证道还没有结束。
Can you pray out loud after my sister?
After your sister.
You're my sister. Okay. You're my sister in Jesus.
Okay, sure. I will pray after you.
So you translate what I pray、
yeah.
and get them to say out loud what you say.
Okay.
Okay.
就是我。他用英文祷告，然后我翻译，然后呢，请你们重复这个我的祷告，就是翻译出他的祷告的话。
Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们以耶稣的名来到你的面前。
And we say yes to the upgrade you are offering us.
你给我们提升的机会，我们对此的回应是，是的，好的。
You are calling our name, and we respond by saying, "Yes, Lord Jesus."
你直呼我们的名字，我们的回应是好的，主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
What is this upgrade that Mary receives?
那么玛利亚在这次提升当中，她领受的是什么呢？
Well, Jesus calls her name.
耶稣称呼他的名字。
And she now sees who Jesus is.
那么他也看到了耶稣是谁。
And she cries out, Rabboni.
那么他就大喊拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。
It means teacher.
他的意思是老师。
It means, discipler.
他的意思是门徒的领袖。
Guru or master.
大师，宗师。
In my imagination, this isn't in the Bible, but in my imagination, she throws her arms around his waist because she's so excited.
这是根据我的想象哈，圣经里没有这么说。我就觉得玛利亚肯定一把抱住了耶稣，因为她太开心了。
And Jesus does something that at first seems a little bit strange.
耶稣的反应开始看上去有点奇怪。
Again, in my imagination.
然后我想象一下。
He takes her arms from around his waist and flings them away.
他把玛利亚抱住他的双手拿开，把他一把甩开。
And as he does so, he says, "Do not cling to me."
他一边这样做，一边说，不要摸我。
What's happening here?
怎么了？
For 3 years, Mary has known Jesus as Rabbi, and she has been the student.
因为玛利亚认识了耶稣三年，这三年里耶稣一直是他的夫子。
He has been the teacher, and she has been the pupil.
耶稣一直是教师，而玛利亚一直是学生。
He has been the guru, and she has been the follower.
耶稣一直是这个大师、宗师，而玛利亚一直是他的追随者。
He has been the discipler, and she has been the disciple.
而耶稣是领袖，而玛利亚是门徒。
He has been the master, and she has been the student.
耶稣是大师，玛利亚是学生。
And Jesus says, Mary, I am now giving you an upgrade.
但是耶稣这会儿对玛利亚说，玛利亚，我现在要提升你。
I have been to the cross, and I've been raised again from the dead, and so our relationship is transformed.
我已经上了十字架，我已经从死里复活，所以我们的关系就大大改变了。
I no longer want you to see me as your guru or your master.
我不希望你再把我看作你的老师、你的大师或者是宗师。
But go and tell my brothers that I am going to my father and your father.
所以呢，你往我的弟兄那里去，去告诉他们，去告诉他们我要去见我的天父，也是你的、你们的天父。
You see what's happening here?
大家看到这里发生的情况了。
Jesus is giving to Mary the Heavenly Father's heart.
耶稣把天父的心赐给了玛利亚。
And this includes everyone.
这个包括所有的人，他赐给所有的人。
He says to Mary, go and tell my brothers. Not go and tell my disciples, but go and tell my brothers.
耶稣当时对玛利亚说的是，你往我弟兄那里去，他并不是说你往我门徒那里去，他说的是我的弟兄。
This is not an accidental change of language, but is very, very significant in our upgrade.
所以这个并不是耶稣偶然的改变了他说话的方式，其实这是在这个提升经历当中非常重大的一个变化。
Jesus doesn't say, go and tell those disciples who ran away from me at the cross.
所以耶稣并不是说去到那个看见我死在十字架的门徒那里去。
He doesn't say, go and tell those men who denied me and betrayed me.
去到那些不认我背叛我的人那里去。
He says, go and tell my brothers.
他说的是到我的弟兄那里去。
They are not excluded because of their poor performance.
并没有因为这些人表现很差而被耶稣排除在外。
They are not cut off because of their sin.
也并不是因为他们犯了罪而被排除在外。
But through the resurrection of Jesus, they are given an upgrade from disciples to brothers. They are part of his family.
反而因为耶稣的死里复活，这些人得到了一次提升，从门徒变为耶稣的弟兄，大家都在一个家庭里面了。
And they are part of his family because the resurrection of Jesus gives you and me the same father that Jesus has.
所以因为耶稣的死里复活给了你和我都是同在这个天父圣子同一个家庭里的这样一个机会。
This is the upgrade Mary receives.
这就是玛利亚所收到的领受到的这个提升。
Jesus says, I am going to my father who is now your father.
耶稣说我要去到我的父那里，那也是你的父。
So I'm no longer your guru or your discipler. I am the one who shows you the Father's heart.
所以我不再是你的大师，我也不再是你的 领袖，而我是告诉你给你看到天父的心肠的那一位。
Here it comes.
这样子。
Your upgrade?
你们被提升了。
You can't see yourself.Like Mary, you can't see yourself the way you used to.
就像玛利亚一样，你对自己的看法不能再像以前那个样子了。
You can't see yourself as church member.
你不能把自己只是看作教会的一个成员。
As cell group attender.
或者是只是来细胞小组坐坐。
As a person on a roster.
或者只是在这个侍奉名单上的一个名字。
You now see yourself as a daughter.As a son.
现在你应该看待自己的身份是儿子、女儿。
The resurrection of Jesus gives us access to God as a personal, loving father.
耶稣的死里复活让我们有了进到天父面前的机会，我们有了这位慈爱的天父。
Many of us didn't know a perfect, loving father on earth.
很多人并不认识这位完美的慈爱的天父也在地上。
God is unlike any earthly father there has ever been.
神是我们所有人的这个慈爱的天父。
And he gives us an identity that is based in who we are, not what we do.
神给了我们这样一个身份，这个身份是基于我们是谁，而不是基于我们到底做过什么。
If Jesus had let Mary call him Rabboni, then Mary still would have been evaluating herself by how good a disciple she was.
如果耶稣当时称呼玛利亚，如果耶稣当初还是让玛利亚称呼自己为夫子的话，那玛利亚可能还在那里想，她自己算不算一个好学生、好门徒。
Have I learned enough?
Sorry.
Have I learned enough?
这样
Mary, have I learned enough?
Yeah, 玛利亚的反应会说，我从耶稣那里学到足够的知识了吗？
Have I followed faithfully enough?
我有没有非常忠实地跟随着耶稣？
Have I understood everything?
我都明白他的话了吗？
Have I been obedient to everything Jesus said?
耶稣说的话我都顺服了吗？
That's how Mary would have stayed if she had continued to see Jesus as rabbi.
所以如果玛利亚还是把耶稣当成夫子的话，那玛利亚就会像刚才她说的这样，还在想这些事情。
But when she sees Jesus as the one who shows her the Father's heart, everything changes.
Sorry. 所以如果玛利亚把这个耶稣看成是让她看到天父心肠的这样一位的时候，那她的身份就大大改变了。
As a daughter, she now wants to learn to grow in the love of her father.
那作为天父的女儿，她现在就学会在天父的慈爱当中继续的成长。
She now wants to kick the soccer ball with her Heavenly Father.
她想跟她的天父一起踢足球。
She wants to sit on his lap and let him tell her stories.
她可以坐在天父的腿上，让他给自己讲个故事。
In other words, she is no longer performing to earn God's love, but she is celebrating the love that she already has.
换一句话讲，玛利亚不再是需要靠自己的努力去挣得、去赢得天父的爱，而是她只要去庆祝神对她的慈爱就可以了。
So your upgrade is complete when we lay aside any thought that we can earn God's love.
所以如果我们想神的爱是我们可以挣得的话，那我们就走偏了。
You will never ever be more loved than you are right this very second.
现在神是非常爱你的，你将来得到的爱也不会比现在更多了。
And that's true tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day.
所以明天是这样，接下来的日子也会是这样，神对你的爱都是一样的。
Because Jesus has gone into the presence of the Father, and because heaven is always open, then the Father's heart is always toward you.
因为耶稣去到了天父那里，因为天堂的门总是对你敞开的，所以天堂的门，天父的心也是对我们敞开的。
His love doesn't leave you when you have a bad day.
如果你这天过得很不好，这并不是说上帝离开你了。
And his love isn't greater when you have a good day.
也并不是因为说你今天过得很开心，上帝就离你很近。
His love is consistent.
他的爱是不变的。
True.
真实的。
Faithful.
信实的。
Dependable.
可靠的。
Reliable.
可以依赖的。
Never ending.
永不止境的。
It is there in the morning, in the noonday, in the evening, in the middle of the night.
无论是早上、中午，还是在晚上，或者是半夜。
If you don't read your Bible for a week, His love is still there for you.
你一个星期没有读圣经了，可是上帝对你的爱还是那样的。
And when we remember His love, we go running back to read His word again.
所以我们想起上帝对我们有多么的慈爱，我们就会回去又去学习他的话语。
We don't read His word to score points with Him.
我们读这个圣经上的话语，并不是想因为可以得分，可以得到上帝。
We read His word to get to know His heart more.
我们读这些话语是因为我们想多理解上帝的心。
I don't talk to my wife and have conversations with my wife to impress her.
我跟我太太讲话的时候，我并不是用什么话语去打动她。
I have conversations with my wife because we love talking together.
我跟我太太讲话就是因为我喜欢跟她讲话。
So I don't pray to God to impress him or to try to convince him to love me.
所以我们向上帝祷告的时候，并不是说用话语来打动他，让他相信，我们多好，让他来爱我们。
I pray to God because He's my dad and I'm His son and we love chatting together.
我向上帝祷告，就是因为他是我爸爸，我是儿子，我们就喜欢在一起交流。
Oh, this upgrade, it takes the pressure off us.
所以这样的一次提升的经历，把我们的压力都释放了。
There's no striving.There's no striving, exerting of effort.
我们再也不用好努力，再也不用很费力。
No earning.
也不用去挣什么东西。
How can you possibly earn what is already given for free?
已经白白赐给你的东西，你怎么可能再去赚得呢？
There's no performing.
也没有必要再去表现。
How could you possibly perform when God isn't even marking you?
上帝都没有给你打分，你再去表现什么呢？
And when we stray and when we sin, God is just waiting for us to come back to Him.
我们犯罪的时候，我们做坏事的时候，上帝就是在那里等我们回转。
He hasn't left us.
他从来没有离开过我们。
When my kids do something bad, I don't stop being their father.
我的孩子做坏事了，可是我还是他们的父亲。
When my kids make a bad decision, I don't stop loving them.
我的孩子做了一个错误的决定，可是我还是那么爱他们。
And I'm a poor earthly father. Just imagine how much more generous is our heavenly father.
而我只是一个很普通的在地上的父亲，那大家想象一下，在天上的父亲又会是多么的慈爱和慷慨呢？
So what is the upgrade?
那这次提升怎么样？
You have access to the Father's heart.
你们可以进到天父的心灵。
Your identity is as a daughter and as a son.
你们的身份是女儿，是儿子。
Please place a hand, place your hands on your heart.
请把双手放在你的心上。
Pray after me.
Yeah, sure.
Heavenly Father.
天父。
I am bold enough this morning to call you my Father.
我今天大胆地来到你的面前，称呼为你为我的父。
Thank you for showing me the Father's heart.
谢谢你让我看到天父的心。
Thank you for showing me that the temple, the curtain in the temple is torn in two.
谢谢你让我看到这个圣殿的帐幕已经一分为二。
I have access to you.
我能够进到你的面前。
Everything has been paid for.
所有的事情都已经被赎罪了。
You are not against me because of my sin.
并没有因为我的罪而恨我。
But you have already won the battle against my sin, and so you are for me.
而你 打胜了我每一次犯罪的这个仗，因此你站在我的身旁。
I receive your father heart and your father love.
我领受你作为天父的爱，作为天父的心。
Holy Spirit, you are called the promise of the Father.
圣灵啊，你被叫做上帝的希望。
Now, could they pray out loud after you?
请大家按照他的这个祷告，跟着我一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，In the name of Jesus,
以耶稣的名
，By the power of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的大能
，I accept the truth of my identity.
我领受我真实的身份。
I am your son or daughter.
我是你的儿子或者女儿。
The highest calling there is.
最高的呼召是。
The most wonderful privilege.
最大的恩惠。
I choose to live as your son or your daughter.
我愿意作为你的儿子或者是女儿来生活。
When things go wrong,I will return to my true identity as your son or daughter.
当我做错事情的时候，我愿意回转作为你的子女。
Thank you for my upgrade, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，谢谢你今天提升我。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, please pray as I go to the airport. I get an upgrade.
大家为我在机场升舱继续祷告。
But I don't care whether I get an upgrade on the plane or not. Being here with you these past few days has already given me a wonderful upgrade. Thank you for having me, and I'll see you in September.
其实，在能不能得到这个升舱，并不是我真正关心的，而在过去几天里面和大家在一起的日子，才是让我得到真正的这样一次提升的机会。所以非常开心，谢谢大家，九月份再见。
Amen. Okay.